going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, he hung that one to Bell there the first, but I thought he mixed really well after that. Didn't show any sign of that he was getting tired or just knows how to pitch, and really did a great job of mixing speeds and keeping him off balance for 7 innings.
That was Brandon Hyde following last night's 4-3 loss to the Nationals. There was a lot bad with the Orioles offense that we're going to get to in about 10 minutes, but a lot of good from Tomo Sugano, again, completing 7 innings, back-to-back starts. He was getting hammered in the first inning, like Hyder was saying, the Josh Bell homer. He gave up 4 hard-hit balls in the first inning. He gave up 4 hard-hit balls in his final 6 innings, Jason, and he retired 19 of his next 21 batters after that first inning.
Yeah, we're going to lead with the good here, but don't worry. We will be eviscerating these guys in the next segment, including coming in with some of the pablum that Brandon Hyde was spewing last night about moral victories. Get that out of here. I tried to tell you guys before this series started that James Wood is one of the baddest mamba jammas in Major League Baseball right now. He is an aircraft carrier. He is a freight train, and he will destroy you out of the leadoff spot if you let him. 431. What did I say? This dude hits 430-foot bombs the other way and doesn't flinch.
116 off the bat.
Yeah. You can't let him beat you. Unfortunately, he beat him first, you know, plate appearance of the game. Yes, Sugano battled, I think, is the perfect way to put it. And they'll take their positives where they get them. And he kept them in that game. And frankly, I thought he was going to shatter in the second inning. And he didn't. And he got better. Now, I will also, being the analyst that I am, point out, you mentioned all those fours. Four hard-hit balls right off the bat. He also got 4 swing and miss all night. Like, Jackson Rutledge comes out of the other team's bullpen, gets 4 swing and miss on these mooks in an inning. This guy only got 4 swing and miss. So, like, he's facing a lineup that's very sort of young and naive, not very deep. And so I'm just going to tell you, when we get into the AL East of it all, that I don't think that stuff's going to fly. I think it's going to fly against Boston. I don't think it's going to fly against New York. I don't think it's going to fly against Texas, even though Texas isn't hitting the ball right now. I don't think it's going to fly against the Astros. But against some of the lineups that he's faced, the lesser lineups, he's been able to battle and stop the bleeding at a certain point and lean on his rich reservoir of multiple pitches and gut his way through it. But you're not going to find many major league pitchers who go 7 innings against that lineup and only get 4 swing and miss.
Well, we're going to find out next week because his next start is going to come against the Yankees.
In Yankee Stadium. Well, or no,
Camden Yards. But that was the one spring training game that he struggled.
It was bad. It was Jazz Chisholm. It was Anthony Dominguez.
Jason Dominguez.
It was Bellinger, who's not hitting anything right now. So, yeah. But look, he did what they, more than Well, I shouldn't say more than he gave them what the best they could have hoped for.
Absolutely.
I still think he's going to give up a lot of hard contact. I still think the best hitters in baseball are going to have their way with him. And hopefully when that happens, it's solo shots. And, you know, he also got his command in check and wasn't given out a bunch of free passes. And that's been my biggest issue with him is you sold him as Greg Maddux type control and command. He needs to have that. Again, he will absolutely need to have that against the Yankees next week.
Back-to-back starts with zero walks. And now he's in the 87th percentile on walk rate.
Yeah, I mean, and I think he's going to have to be in the 90-something percentile for the season for him to end up giving them the kind of innings and the kind of impact that they would have hoped for. But I think composure-wise and sort of like just the look of it, like, frankly, I thought this guy crumbled a couple times on the mound already this year, and he didn't here. Now, again, that's a big ballpark, and that's a not very good lineup. So,
I'm not
drawing major conclusions from it.
But here's the issue, and we were talking prior to the show. If he was, and if Mike Elias did construct this starting rotation in the right way, and this guy was a 4 or 5,
different story.
This you're fine with this. You're okay. Like back-to-back set. He's had the Orioles' two best starts this season. And that's telling of where this starting rotation's at.
Yeah, look, I've got a lot of issues with this baseball team right now. Sagano is not high on that list whatsoever.
Well, one of the guys that you had an issue with is who followed Sagano, and that was Gregory Soto. And it needs to be pointed out that how C.B. Buckner did not ring up James Wood, it was a joke. And Kevin Brown,
that wasn't even a high strike. Yeah. It was just a strike. Like, it wasn't borderline high strike. Yeah. It was at the dude's nipples. It was a strike.
Yeah. Kevin Brown said it, you know, it was a ball right down the middle. And Wood ended up walking to make it first and second. Nobody out. Garcia, a couple batters later, ended up hitting a sac fly. And that ended up being the game-winning run for the Nats. But you look at Gregory Soto's last four outings now, 2 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, 1K.
He is a middling lefty-lefty specialist. He's not even a good lefty-lefty specialist because his control sucks. He's a middling lefty-lefty specialist who the Phillies, whose bullpen is garbage right now, wouldn't let pitch the sixth inning. He was a fifth inning mop-up guy. And you can sit here like Gigi did and try to, you know, sell me on flowers and buttercups and what he did in the Grapefruit League and what he did the first couple times out against bad lineups, the back end against bad lineups in low leverage situations. And I said, keep running him out there in the eighth inning. Let him pitch in high leverage situations, you idiots in the warehouse. And I dare you to let him face righties and lefties in the middle of lineups in high leverage situations so he can poop his pants on television again. He's pooping his pants on television again.
Double dared
just
him.
Just like I told you he would. So keep doing it.
Double dared him.
Keep doing it. Don't try Brenovich or any of your projects in Norfolk. No. You kept Soto around for way more money than he's worth. He's part of your debacle offseason that makes your unwatchable product even more unwatchable. Keep running him out there in the eighth inning. I dare you.
The Orioles lineup was certainly unwatchable against Mitchell Parker, who held them to just one hit. Last night,
not even a surprise. That wasn't even a surprise, Mitchell Parker shutting them down.
Last night, Orioles had their chances. They had 12 opportunities.
The mighty Trevor Williams.
With runners in scoring position. They came through once, but Brandon Hyde had some very interesting things to say about his offense after the game, and we're going to play his comments next on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.